This is Coral Reef down at Occupy Commons, the Commons, at the corner of Ocean and Broadway. We're having a protest, and it's a First Amendment protest for the misguided attempt to jail Ed Fry, attorney, for the 647E law for sleeping in public. What'd you like to say about this?
I don't know.
What do you know about this?
Well, somebody here came up with this idea and conspired to have a vigil.
And the vigil went on?
I guess we should get along. Ed Fry's getting a bracelet. He's serving 6 months for sleeping. So they had a vigil for him last night at this Occudome Plaza by the courthouse. And quite a few people showed up. It was like an old Occupy. There was a giant Statue of Liberty puppet here. They made a teepee out of bamboo and got hassled by the sheriffs. But when the sheriffs did come, everybody just moved onto the sidewalk, a separate jurisdiction, and no one got a ticket.
At Ed's house.
Okay.
I guess
that's all I know about. Ask those guys. They were here all night, so. Or no, they were.
Hello, how's it going today?
Going well. And
we were here till about midnight. We didn't stay all night, but we wanted to show Ed and the rest of the community our support for changing the laws that put him in jail in the first place. And I think we were successful. I was very pleased with all the people that came out. I want to thank them. I want to show my support for the Santa Cruz 11. We'll probably do the same thing. Hopefully we won't have to do the same thing for them, but if we do, we know how. So, and would you like to say what other capacity you're here and to represent, or if any? I'm representing myself. Great. That's great. And I got some people who just came back from across the street. Is this true? Were you hassling the cops today?
No, they were hassling us, so I told them to go away.
Over at the jail?
No, over here. I mean, they wanted to tell us something, which was basically harassment when they wanted us to leave or whatever, you know. I told them nobody invited them here to speak and told them to go away, that they were harassing us.
And they did go away for a while.
And they did. But they came back. They hassled people in the night. Made people move off of the steps and move the signs onto the sidewalk.
That was a victory, though. They couldn't bust anybody.
Yeah.
They couldn't bust anybody because of that?
Well, there were people sleeping, and they didn't do it. I think, who knows? But it's outrageous what they've done to Ed Fry with and these other prosecutions with Gary Johnson, and the prosecution coming up for Linda LeMaster. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if they really can be shamed, but it looks outrageous to a lot of people. So they're probably thinking about how bad it really looks. You know. So there wasn't a big crackdown last night. That's good. But Ed Fry, unfortunately, is under house arrest and has had a lot of his freedom limited just for the fact that he was sleeping out in solidarity with the homeless.
Did he get a bracelet today?
Yeah, he got his bracelet.
That means he'll be under 24/7 monitoring.
Yeah. Yeah. And they get
houses when they want.
And he has to pay $16 a day. So this isn't the sort of thing that homeless people would be able to do. I mean, we should support Ed Fry. I mean, he's doing this in solidarity with the homeless, and he was given two bad choices, and he was concerned about being able to do the work he needs to do for his clients. So it's understandable, and we need to support him, and it's outrageous that they're doing this. But it's probably better than or a lot better than sitting in a county jail, but it's still really outrageous that they're doing this to him.
Extremely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got a few more people that have stopped. You were across the street today?
Yes, it was. It was great. Yes. It was great to see all the people, you know, cheering Ed on over his shoulder. We're all there for his moral support. You can see he felt great. It's a shame that, you know, he's actually being punished by having this bracelet on him. But they've put the parameters, so it's really like exact almost no inconvenience at all. Except it is, you know, just monitoring his every move. It's disgusting. He's innocent of anything except for fighting against a crime against humanity. And this is like just, to me, one of the most disgusting things to see happen to a lawyer. And a journalist or a lawyer, someone that defends the homeless or the right of the people to sleep at night without being criminalized, to criminalize that person and give them this process. But Ed cannot be humiliated. The only people that are being humiliated is Bob Lee. Bob Lee needs to retire. Bob Lee, go home and never go to work again.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he can't even express what he's feeling right now. Bob Lee, the DA of county. Okay, I want to get around to a few other people, just briefly. Hello. Hi, Carl. Hi, Becky. Ed stood up for the rights of homeless and poor, downtrodden people whose human rights are really being violated by this vicious and cruel sleeping ban. And not only did he defend them in court, but he defended them with his body, sleeping in solidarity with them. Look at what the courts have done. Not only they badly treat homeless people, but when people stand up and object to how homeless people are standing, they're even harder on those people, the activists and those who speak out on their behalf. And this is exactly 6 months in jail for sleeping for a first offense, $50,000 bail, and this is for refusing 400 hours of community service is what DA Bob Lee's asked for, when the crime they was protesting would have only been 8 hours community service. Yeah. So I understand that Gary Johnson refused that as well. And will he be coming up at his trial to decide whether he will accept what they're offering, or do you know? I'm not even aware that Gary's been offered the same arrangement that Ed has been offered. Ed told me he was told privately that they would drop charges against him, but they wouldn't give that same deal to Gary, so Ed refused that. Gary may or may not qualify for ankle monitoring. Since he's homeless, he probably doesn't, because he doesn't have a box to plug in to keep him in a set location. And so, you know, this is an inherent problem with this ankle monitoring system, which is not necessarily a bad idea for intermediate incarceration type arrangements. I don't think it's appropriate for these two defendants, but for defendants generally, the ankle bracelet monitoring system is not necessarily a bad idea, depending on how it's administered. I think that I've heard that the ones that don't want to use it is because they can come to you anytime and interrupt your privacy even later on after it's over. They have any excuse they want. Thank you. I want to get someone from the press's idea what's going on here.
Oh, you're asking me. I have no idea. I'm just watching.
Were you across the street?
I was. Yeah, Ed went in smiling and he came out smiling.
And is he out with his bracelet now?
He's out with his bracelet now. He's got the anklet on his ankle there. It's pretty smaller than I thought, sort of like the old school pager. And then he had in a bag a separate unit that he has to plug into his home. It's the transmitter. So when he's at home, you know, it's sending out signals to the station. And he, if he wants to go to work or He also gets to go to a pool and swim for exercise. He has a few places he can go. He has to call then the department and let them know. But otherwise, that's his equipment. And looked like he was happy, and it only took, about half an hour for the whole thing to happen. So pretty efficient.
Is it based on wireless technology, or is it some low hertz radio?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah, it looked, it's a fairly big unit in that bag. It's about the size of a toaster, I'd say, a small toaster. So yeah, I don't know if it's wireless technology or not.
Yeah. It's, I understand the homeless aren't offered that kind of advantage because they don't have any place to plug it in or keep it.
That, and then Ed was saying it costs $16 to $18 a day for that service, which kind of adds up in a month. That's what, almost $500, over $500 depending on which of those. So I guess that's a primary factor that stops people. And I was confused about that too, because they call house arrest what the inmates do inside the jail. They stay in a separate part of the jail and they just go to work in the day. So I know they have a lot of different definitions of house arrest, and Ed got the best version, and some people don't have quite the similar version. I guess it must be depending on economic status. Although Ed, I don't know if he's necessarily a rich man, but he was able to swing that to $500-$600 a month for that service.
And there are only a few places he can go and not go other places, or is he limited in any other way?
Yeah, he's limited to work and exercise, or just essentials.
In town.
Well, he said he can call and ask or notify them if he's to go out of the county. So he doesn't have to ask them. So I imagine he has general permission to leave the area. He just has to notify them. So it sounds like there's quite a bit of flexibility in what he can do, but there are certain parameters of types of things he can do. You know, I don't think he can just go out on a whim to the boardwalk, but if it's business related or health related, and said he can go shopping anytime he wants. So it's pretty interesting how they set that up. Ed said he wasn't, he thought jail was a decent place to go around here. He wasn't worried about that, but he certainly was happier that he got to come out and keep his career going, work, be productive, and not just waste that time being inside jail.
Thanks for that update.
Sure. It's definitely fun.
Yeah. Some people think DA Bob Lee should just retire.
Yeah, I think the people should decide that with a vote, and it'll be interesting to see what happens during the next election. There's been rumors of some interesting people who might run against Bob Lee, so give him a run for his money. See what happens. Really a big shakeup in the whole district attorney's office in the future, possibly.
It's quite an embarrassment in this county.
I think it's hard to explain. You know, there's been so many contradictory quotes in the media from the law enforcement agencies that I don't know how they can be proud of how this has all gone. You know, the overcharging, and then the group of people they selected to charge. Pretty sketchy.
Yeah. Well, anything last that you want to add?
Nope. Sorry.
Thanks for your contribution here, and always being here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Cora.
All right.
Love your work.
Thanks, Alex.
And keep publishing the indie bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a fan? What do you call that?
You?
Yeah!
Like a superhero or something, right? No? Just a fan? You're just
see
a fan?
See flying bull feathers, what can you do?
I think I've seen you feed people or two.
Got some ambient noise now. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 people remaining here. at the courthouse on Ocean Street, and as the trucks and cars roll by on the beautiful sunny weekday morning, I stand here imagining what the attorney who tried to stand up and he tried to make a claim for all the homeless who have no other choice but to sleep outside at night, to let the law that restricts this be changed forever, the sleeping ban. People have chalked some happy faces. They have signs say support the Santa Cruz 11, support independent media, Peace Camp 12, Occupy, Occupy, a heart made of ceramic, and there's a bag man here. Well, some people want to remain anonymous, that is. And a lot of people that have come early today or stayed late, they returned this morning. Some were here all night, I'm sure. Let me see if I can find anyone else. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Would you like to contribute anything to the statements I've been collecting here about what's happened and what is happening and what you saw?
Yeah, I think that Peace Camp itself was something that was inspirational to the Occupy movement, and everyone that's been charged in Peace Camp, I would consider my personal heroes, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart. You know, there's been some people that have helped me personally grow, and I think also our community personally grow, and we just need the community to help us and get behind those people, so support the Santa Cruz 11.
It's excellent. Yeah, I understand a lot of people were there when Ed got his bracelet, which is going to monitor him, and that takes a lot for an attorney to have to go through all the effort, you know, that he and all the success that's going to happen, because this is putting us on the map as far as what has happened to our politics scene, and perhaps the politics will change in election time.
Right, and we had some great people here at the Occupy, such as Ed Fry and Linda LeMaster and Christopher Doyen or Commander X, and like I said, I really think that they've contributed so much to the movement, and we really owe it to them and to people that just want to have the right to sleep to do a little bit more, I think, and I thank you as well for your show, because you're doing a lot just informing people that maybe can't get out or haven't been inspired to come out yet.
Why, thank you. It's good. Good, and same to you. I hope your show goes back on.
Yeah, eventually, hopefully, we'll see. The American Dream may come back or be built at some point. You never know.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm getting a few other comments. Thanks.
You're
thanks
welcome.
Very much.
Are you welcome?
Say your name.
Danica DeFoy.
Okay, and be sure, when she comes back on the air, we'll let you know.
Bye.
All right, all you guys.
Hey, Danica, were you here this morning?
I got here right.
I'm here with a couple other people that were there. A little bit interesting, a bit happening. So, as soon as I can, I'll get their comments. Maybe I can get... All right, I'm walking over. Good morning. Good morning, how are you doing? Just pretty good, I'm here. Anything you'd like to contribute to what you've seen today or yesterday? Right. I've been getting lots of comments.
To definitely today is just it's the Ed Fry day, turning himself in finally after almost 2 years, maybe a little more. Yeah, since he's been arrested and then refusing to accept different deals and just going all the way through sentencing until today, where he did submit finally to the sheriff's department, and where he's gonna, I guess, ostensibly pay for his crime of sleeping that one moment. I think this is a step on the way to having these laws repealed finally one day, repealing the sleeping ban and having a safe place for people to sleep. Ed is really putting his own freedom on the line and his whole home and family life and his professional career, even his reputation on the line, to have those laws repealed one day. And he knows that he's got to do everything he can. So he has definitely...
Ed's made a big sacrifice, and it's a shame on society when an attorney who is there having to be humiliated like this. And I think that it reflects on the politics in general in this town. Maybe the DA will have to be very careful at election time.
Yeah, the DA ran unopposed last time, and my lawyer said they worked really hard to try to find somebody in the county to put up against them, and no one wanted it. Nobody wants to run against the, nobody wants to be the DA. Nobody wants to run against the DA either. So, yeah. So,
well.
So taking him to task will mean we got to find somebody, someone out there who would be willing to do it. And I know people in the past, I know Ed Fry years ago ran it for the DA's office.
Yeah, but he didn't have an ankle bracelet then. He could run now with an ankle bracelet.
Ah, yeah. If you're a candidate, supposedly you can't get arrested. All these are interesting comments. And thanks for all your work, too.
Sure, thank you.
Brent.
My work's easy.
This is certainly Ed Fry Day, although I don't see Ed, but I did see his half-side, Diana. Ed is out there with his bracelet, roaming around, I guess. Yeah. So we'll be having our Huff meeting in a few minutes. I imagine this will get discussed again. And we'll keep you informed. Free Radio 101.3, which is now going to be transmitting at full volume in a few more days. Maybe as you hear this, you'll be hearing this on the radio 101.3 FM on your car stereo or at your house, Santa Cruz. So keep tuned in. So score we one more. No, you didn't. We have another person here. Brent?
You're recording it.
Well, speeding back, what are your thoughts on turning himself in after all this time? You were at peace camp yourself.
He was there when he got busted.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering... If you think this is a beneficial step along the way for the movement of repealing the sleeping ban and the state's law, here he's in Santa Cruz, but he's fighting. He's being sentenced under a state law. Do you think this so is a step along the way for that state ordinance?
I do. I feel it's creating a big target. We're really on the map now in Santa Cruz. There I interview myself as I'm being interviewed. And Santa Cruz has been like a pioneer in this whole Occupy movement. I was in Oregon recently and met an attorney there, and when she saw the button, which is probably a collector's item, that said Santa Cruz 11, she was quite taken by that. So I know that other people and other places that have any kind of social leaning that is concerned about the way that just normal things that aren't being normally treated anymore are just being completely blown out of proportion. And when our own defenders of our freedom and liberty are jailed for inconsequential things such as sleeping, what kind of threat is that? it's limited. There are people who have been studying what the state law is to have more understanding of possibly what can come from this, but with enough backing and enough other attorneys, I think, you know, the numbers will make a difference. How many people really are truly showing their support for this, and it's going to change things, if not this year, just it's a setting up a process where it's going to be happening, and maybe the people will be the ones that will be in charge finally at last. All right, this is maybe the end of my interview now, unless someone walks up.